All right, folks, it is July, July 6th, 2022. Okay, I don't know why I keep doing this, but I've made literally like 10 episodes almost since my last episode, and for whatever reason, I've not posted any of them. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's some kind of weird block. I'm not satisfied with the episode I was just recording or whatever. I just haven't been in the mood. I don't know, but I got this weird thing going on where I've been talking about a lot of stuff going on, but I just haven't been posting it. I don't know. It's weird. Sorry, folks. It just feels like I haven't done an episode in a while again. I have been trying. I have. I just don't know why I haven't been satisfied with my work recently, but I just think I'm going to say fuck it and stop being as critical as I have been. But either way, like today I kind of want to hop on here because, you know, one, to catch up, because it's been like, since the last one I posted, it's been like a month and a half or some shit like that. Like it's been a minute. And I said I was going to try to be more consistent on the last episode. So, you know, I fucked up and I haven't been, but either way, I'm back at it now. So, one of the things I wanted to hit up today was something happened today. That wasn't like super headline news, but for the people that care, it was news to us. But the Georgia guideline stones in Georgia, I don't know if I've ever talked about these before on the show, but whether I have or haven't, here's a refresher. The Georgia guidestones are these giant monuments that are built in some random field in Georgia. And on these freaking stones, there's writing, and it states that the human population has to be a certain number. It's like so many millions. It's like, it's not even in the billions; it's in the millions. All right, it's a very low number compared to today. And then it states why it's going to happen, and then it has it in like it has this fucking what do you call it? I don't mean, you know what, I'm just going to pull it up real quick. I'm just going to do that just for the sake of it, just so you guys understand what I'm talking about right here. I'm actually driving, if you can't already hear all the fucking traffic in the background. I swear, I got to figure out a better setup for this, because I just hate all the background noise in these episodes when I drive. But, I mean, honestly, I feel like my best material is when I'm driving anyways. But, what do you call it? What is it looking up? Son of a bitch. This is the only problem with driving is I can't multitask as well. So if I'm trying to do something more than just talk, then I get stuck. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. And it doesn't help either if I smoked right before the episode. It's probably another reason why I'm getting a little sidetracked. Oh, Georgia guidestones. That's what it was. Georgia. If I know how to spell Georgia guide motherfucking stones. is still recording. All right, cool. I dropped my shit. I was like, oh, shit. I don't know if you heard half the shit I just said. Either way, fucking whatever. The Georgia Guidestones being destroyed is significant because if you understand what they're really doing, like, here's a little bit more history, all right? Just so you, like, you're not confused about why it's still a big deal. Basically, that was built in 1980, right? From what I understand, no one knows who paid for it. No one knows who paid for it. By the looks of it, they're incredibly, incredibly expensive piece of art. Like, it was large stones. The carving in it was perfect. Like, they placed it in a very specific manner. It's four rectangular, like really tall, skinny dominoes with, like, a fourth one on top as, like, a roof. And on those four vertical standing ones was all the writing. And this morning, early in the morning, there was a video footage of an explosion going off. I think I got sidetracked earlier, but basically that 10-second clip I saw, it was the explosion. But I don't know where that footage came from or why. The reason I'm questioning where the footage came from is, you know, in the morning, it was definitely on the ground and destroyed, and then they confirmed that, yeah, it had to be destroyed. Like, they recorded the fucking bulldozer knocking over the rest of the fucking stones, right? What I'm, like, a little confused about is that footage of the explosion, like, did they not get footage of someone planning the explosions? Like, I don't know, like, if that's, like, cameras there, I'm guessing if that camera's there, it's like a 24/7 camera. Like, it'd never be off. And from where you see the explosion originate from, is like, yeah, if someone walked up and fucked with the stone or something, you'd see it. And, you know, like, how did you not get that on camera? From what I understand, they don't know who did this as of right now. I don't know, maybe tomorrow they'll miraculously find a guy or whatever. But it just seems, it seemed like good news at first, because that being destroyed is pretty symbolic. It's basically saying the people that built that, which I'm implying it's this evil satanic cult, all right? That's basically, you know, one of their members using ritualistic magic to kind of, how do you do it with, like the secret, where you put, like, a affirmation, right? Well, it's basically like an evil satanic affirmation, but theirs is just much more potent and powerful because they use dark magic, and in order to take all the dark magic, you gotta do evil shit in order to use it, right? So, he was using that on the guide stones to basically implement what it said on the stones. I have the population at this amount, basically saying they're gonna reduce the population, which is what we've been talking about a lot on this show, is that they're trying to kill everybody. And this is how they plan to do it. But basically, that's their end goal. It's like putting their goal on a piece of paper and putting it in their pocket. You know, that whole shtick. Except they put it on a fucking stone, and then they put it for everybody up to see, but they don't tell you who put it. Basically, it's just a random fucking, like, no one wants to take credit for it, but basically, someone blew that shit up saying, fuck your stones. Fuck your evil satanic ritual affirmation shit. And basically, it was a big middle finger to them. It's kind of like shitting on them, basically. Like, someone actually had the balls to blow it up. Now, a lot of people are celebrating it. They're like, oh, God did it. And I'm not saying there's some kind of cosmic reason for it happening that is in line with, like, something you call God's plan. But, you know, it's just like, people are so, like, I hate to say it, they're just so simplistic sometimes. It's just like, oh, it exploded because God felt like exploding it. And it's just like, you know, that's what they get. I don't know. I've been reading too much shit on the internet recently. Basically, I got too many cynical people just kind of, like, celebrating it for the wrong reason, I feel like. Because the more, like, cautious people I was reading online, they were kind of like, you know what, like, this is good, this is cool and everything, but, like, what if they're just blowing it up as, like a corporate way of, like, putting away the trash, like when, like, a business gets caught you know, in a scandal, what do? They delete all the files. They delete all the evidence, right? Maybe because this cult knows that they're not exactly winning in the long run. They're just getting rid of evidence, and it's not necessarily, I don't know, it's not necessarily what people think it is. It's definitely a sign that, you know, yeah, we're winning, so to speak, in a spiritual warfare against these evil satanic pedophile cults. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter, right? Whether who blew it up or for what reason. It's still pretty symbolic that it got blew up at all. And the fact that, like, why today? Why today? Why was it today? Like, people were talking about all this shit about CERN being opened up on July 4th and shit. And, you know, who knows what the fuck was being attempted. But that being knocked down is like, it's almost like retaliation. Like, there is a blow for blow going right now in this spiritual warfare between the two opposing sides. On a big, I'm speaking more of like on the political spectrum. And I know people, like, I was just talking to someone over the weekend about like politics and shit. And, you know, it was a very interesting conversation, I'd say. We definitely had different opinions on a lot of stuff, but we were both pretty respectful. So it was a pretty cool long ass convo. And, you know, it kind of had me, like, on my toes a bit about, like, defending my own opinions. And, you know, I was pretty confident with shit I said, but, you know, it just reminded me that, you know, despite our different opinions, she had reasons for her opinions. She had, like, very long, exhausted reasons for why she felt the way she felt. And it's kind of hard to argue with someone like that when I don't have all the details ready. Like, I know how I feel about the subject, but, like, my shit, at least me, as you know, how I retain information is I kind of just remember the main points, you know, like the gist. I remember the gist of things, you know, and I kind of just throw that together in a big potted stew of everything else I know. And I don't always remember details that well. And you know, when you get in these kind of arguments, it's like it's all the details come out and start mattering. When you can't name something specific off the top of your fucking head, all of a sudden it's like everything else you gotta say after that is just like question. It's like, wow, I'm sorry I didn't remember the exact fucking number, but I remember when I saw the number, it was fucking huge. So forgive me if I got the fucking the specific number wrong, but if like the point still got across that whatever that number was trying to imply I was getting at, then it's like you're missing the point. Like, people get too hung up on details sometimes. It's like, that's exactly why, you know, you know, people's intuition suffers. It's because they're too focused on the details. You know, me as a person should definitely focus more on the details, because there's a lot of practical reasons for being very detail oriented. But as just like a general rule in life, living your life, and doing things like, generally, you know, I feel like it's better to not focus too much on the details. Just kind of like remember that however you feel when you think something, if it feels right when you think it, that's right. All right. Then you got to trust yourself and your own moral compass to come to these conclusions, right? Like, as you get older, you have, I would say most people have a moral compass. And, you know, it gets challenged a lot growing up. And if you're a strong individual, you'll still have a strong moral compass when you're older. You know, I feel like it's easier to do when you're younger because, you know, you don't know any better. And it's easy to be, you know, idealistic about things and have a really, you know, maybe strict moral compass. But as you get older, you know, you start letting a little wiggle room in some areas. Like, you know, you start realizing, like, hey, it's not easy being human. It's not easy, you know, being human and having feelings and, you know, responding to the world in your own way and not exactly jiving with other people's energy and shit. Like, you know, people are going to come across those moments, but, you know, fucking driving through downtown and I realized there's a fucking speed limit for a reason. Alright, sorry. Anyways, point being, damn, it's only 15 minutes. I feel like I've been talking forever. It's been that long. Damn. I mean, I've been talking a lot, but that's not on recording. And that's probably why I haven't been posting any of my episodes. I don't know. Just weird. Maybe just I can't do it in the car anymore. I'm gonna be honest, this might be my last episode in the car just because I can't focus when I'm in this motherfucker. There's too much shit going on. Too much shit. Anyways, there's a lot of shit going on all the time, everywhere. At work, at home, in the world, places I'm not at, but I know exist. Yeah, you know, it's just, there's a lot to take in. Like the whole Georgia Guidestones thing. It's like, since the last episode, a lot's happened. So let me just catch up on some of the highlights, all right? Recently, the Supreme Court just overturned a previous opinion on the Roe v. Wade case, which is basically the case that gave all these, pretty much gave abortion clinics a little bit of immunity in all the states that basically federally has got to be allowed everywhere. And it's not up to the states to decide. It's the federal government was basically saying you're allowed to have it anywhere. But basically, all the Supreme Court did was overturn that and gave that decision back to the states. But the moment, or like the day that it was official and they overturned it, like 15 states banned abortion because they've been wanting to do it and they couldn't because the federal government wouldn't allow them. So they banned it immediately. And of course, it caused, I felt like it was more for a distraction than anything, but it was still a big deal because basically it's kind of bottlenecking where abortions are happening. They're still happening, unfortunately. And that was one of the long conversations I had the other night with this person I met. And she had a very strong opinion on abortion that was not in line with mine. And I was very patient with the arguing back and forth. And it was one of those where, like, you know you're not going to get through this person just because you can tell they come from a different background. And while it makes sense to you off top, to someone else, it's like, the fact that I have to explain this to you is just kind of like, okay. We're not on the same level. But I'm not going to judge you, so I'm just kind of like, hear you out and kind of feel it, why you feel the way you feel. And it's like, you know, she said some shit I've heard before. Obviously, she had a few good points that I never heard, but still, you know, I was stubborn. She was stubborn too, damn it. But basically, it just came to the point where it was like, you know, there were some definite gives. Like, I didn't know this, but apparently, there are women out there that can get like 15 abortions, like, and they're in their 20s. 15 fucking abortions. Like, I didn't know you can get that many. And I didn't know how it happened. Like, this lady explained it to me. And it was just like, what the flying fuck? What the fuck? It was crazy. Sorry, I gotta start. You know, I gotta do shit while I'm doing this, so. Oh, and I got caught mouth like a motherfucker. Alright, cool. I'm good. Damn, I slurp like my dad. I fucking hated that. When dad eats cereal, he doesn't just eat cereal. He fucking he slurps the fucking milk. And I remember just like being a kid and like whether he was like waking up early going to work and eating breakfast or like just waking up in the middle of the night to have a bowl of cereal and I'm asleep in my bed. Hear this motherfucker. You can hear him slurping. The whole house is quiet. You're like, hear the metal clanking of the bowl. Just like, oh my god, it was. Yeah, then I'm doing it. I didn't do it that time. Alright, cool. Anyways. Yeah, so that was overturned. And they also passed another thing that New York was trying to pass this law about who they can give a special permit to carry a gun. And the Supreme Court ruled that it's unconstitutional for New York specifically, but for any entity by extension of the government to inhibit that specific right. Basically saying, like, actually, you governments are not allowed to legislate on their Second Amendment rights. So basically, the Supreme Court said it was legal for anybody to get a concealed carry permit or open carry permit anywhere. So yeah, it's basically legal to do it here now in California, and they secretly had to allow it for a day. However, I found out California's been really rebellious recently. They're saying that they're basically pushing their own laws, and their own laws are more strict than that. So what they're saying is they're all going to be in compliance with the new regulation of, yeah, they can't infringe on your right. However, because of the verbiage in the California version of the law, basically there's this very specific word saying, basically good cause was the term they weren't allowed to use, but they used a different one to get around the court ruling to still basically discriminate on who's allowed to get a permit. So they found a way to discriminate whether or not you deserve a permit. So California is basically saying, no, we're still going to basically decide if you can get a permit or not. And they were very kind of proud about it. Like, look at our law. Like, you know, it's crazy. It's like this is the shit. Like, people were joking about a civil war a couple years ago. Like, I don't know. It's one of those, like, if I don't know how a civil war would work, in modern day world here, in California. Like, how the fuck would that, like, I feel like California could have its own civil war. Like, it's that fucking big. You got that many people here, and you got that many different opinions. Like, you could definitely have, California could have its own civil war, right, outside of everything else. And that shit would be crazy. Oh, come on, guys, don't be scared, got this. Like, no one in that lane, and he's freaking coasting. Anyways, that happened. What else happened? The crane, bro. What the you know, we've given about some 40 some billion dollars to Ukraine while we got food shortages happening over here and inflation. It's so crazy how they're just blatantly doing it now. And, like, I remember when they passed the fucking COVID package of, like, $6 trillion. It's like, I can't believe they're passing this shit. Like, they're like, we have to do it. Everybody's out of work. It's like, yeah, because you told us to stay home, you stupid fucks. You told us to stay home. It's like, they caused the problem, and then they spent money trying to fix the problem, but none of that money went to where it was supposed to go. It got laundered somewhere else. Like, yeah, they've basically have robbed America these last couple of years of all the last remaining bits of wealth they could squeeze out of it. And when this comes crashing down, they're not planning to leave anything for us. Basically, they're basically trying to fuck us over so hard by spending all this money and sending prices through the roof. Like, basically our economy's gonna break. Now, two things could happen. All right, one, people get suckered in to the New World Order's freaking World Economic Forum platform, which is the Great Reset. And basically, they switch everything to digital currency. Everybody gets a digital ID. Basically, from that point on, you've given control of your life over to the government. Because now, since everything's electronic, they can basically control all of that. And you're fucked. Like, you don't have an opinion that jives with them. Basically, they lock you out of your bank account. You can't eat. Like, it's simple as that. That's how they're going to control the world in the future. And there's that form. Or there's this thing I've talked about before, which, you know, I pray that this is true, because it'd be the coolest thing ever. But it's also one of those, it sounds a little too good to be true, but hey, you know what? It's in writing, so it might be true. Is this thing called NASARA, which is a National Economic Structuring fucking, I forgot. It's a long way of saying they're restructuring the government. And basically, there's like 10 things that got to happen. There's like new elections that happen. The emergency powers are all terminated. So all these extra powers politicians have given themselves over the years are revoked. On top of the new elections. So everybody's going in fresh. The money system's reset. It's backed by gold and precious metals. So, you know, people are like, where is our gold? Is our gold in Fort Knox? I don't know. It sounds like our gold is stolen, but it also sounds like it's somewhere where we know it is and it could easily be taken back. I don't know. It's like, I don't know what's going on with the gold thing, the gold side of this whole shit, but basically in the future, we're not going to be having this fiat system anymore, which is just money out of thin air, which is basically what money is today. It's just numbers on a fucking digital. It's not backed by anything. It's not like $1 isn't equal to like one gold coin. It's like that doesn't exist right now. That's what a gold backed system is, though. It's that for every dollar, there's a gold coin. They don't print a dollar unless they have a gold coin to back it. And that's how that works. And that's how currency should work. It should be backed by something. So in the future, it'll be gold backed and all debts would be forgiven. Because all the debts would be unlawful because all the debts are in a system that are illegal. Like, basically, the current banking system right now is not actually legal. It's not supposed to be functioning in the United States how it is right now. It's basically against the law. It's against the Constitution. It should not exist. So, therefore, all debts would be canceled when this happens. So, people with, like, mortgages, people with, like, car payments, people with, like, credit cards, debts, student loans. I don't know about student loans. It's a little different. But basically, any debt you get from a bank, yeah, student loans. Any debt you get from a bank, from loans and stuff, all of it's canceled, and you're debt free. All right. There's that, and then it goes back to constitutional law. Basically, it's like the most basic form of the law in the early United States, where, you know, the federal government has created so many regulations. It's like all that's rescinded. All of it. It'd be like, people would be like, oh my God, it's going to be like the Wild Wild West. In a way, it kind of will be, but it's not going to be as bad as people think. People don't realize, like, yeah, you know, you want to have like, a set of rules for people to abide by so it doesn't get too out of hand. That's what constitutional law is. It's the guide rails. It's basically, you still can't murder people. That's not legal. You still can't do nothing crazy. You can't harm folks. Like, there's still rules, but it's just more basic and more straightforward, and the court systems are going to be revisited. They're going to be redone to be back to constitutional way. Like, basically, every single form of our society is going to be touched. Like, the government's going to be restructured. The courts are going to be restructured. The economy is going to be restructured. And the part that is the craziest part about all of it is all the hidden technology that the government has been hiding from the world. Supposedly, when this is released, what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to release all of it to the public for free. And basically, what they're claiming is free energy exists. That basically we have the technology for unlimited energy and the government's hiding it. And basically, they use oil as a form of control. And that even if, you know, the free energy didn't exist, they still use energy as a form of control by saying it's scarce, and that basically oil is something that regenerates in the crust because it's not actually from fossil fuels. That was all propaganda that was perpetrated by the Rockefeller Foundation when he first became the oil tycoon. He was using his media component to like make up shit like that and put those stories and labels on oil before it became a thing. It just became fossil fuel after a while. In reality, oil is something that's generated a lot, which basically means oil's not a scarce item. So, like, the fact that there's such a high price on it is crazy. And on top of that, real science, like, I've been talking a lot about alternative science on this channel, specifically plasma cosmology and electric universe theory, that basically mainstream science is so fucked up and wrong that it's almost wrong on purpose, and by law it would have to go to like the science that makes the most sense, which means, you know, like everybody would know what real science is. All right, we'd be able to focus and use it instead of like, you know, everybody being led down the wrong path. Like, it was just like our science would take off, basically. You know, that's basically what we'd be getting at. Schools would maybe have to be redone. Teaching would have to be redone, which is a good thing because the current system sucks. It'd be a complete change of life if Nisara happened. And there's this other one called G-Sara where it's the same thing, but it's for the entire planet. And basically, if Nisara falls through, G-Sara will happen. And basically what happens is this thing that happens in America, it doesn't just happen in America. The plan is, it's not just going to work if it's only America. What they're going to do is they're going to put this in every country in the world. And these same laws will be everywhere. Or some form of them, depending on like if it's a very religious country or very strict rules about certain things. And I think they'll, like, the way the laws are written is it's very basic. And I think they have country-specific ones, but they're all going to have their own version of it, where basically, you know, all the technology from that's hidden from us from all over the world is going to be released, and it's going to be all this crazy shit like anti-gravity and I don't know about time travel, but they probably, I don't think they'd roll that one out. But just shit you can't even imagine right now, right? And I don't know. It's crazy to think that it's either we're going to hell or we're going to heaven. It's like we're going to one or the other. That's basically what's going to happen in the near future. They're trying to break the United States economy to make way for one of these. That's how I look at it. I feel like this is going to happen regardless. But there's an opportunity here to turn it into the greatest thing ever versus accepting impending doom of this great reset they're trying to push on us. That's why I think the Guidestones was a big fucking deal, because it's almost like a metaphorical, like, this fight is far from over. Like, just because it looks scary right now doesn't mean that's how it's going to end up. Like, it doesn't mean, like, you know, it's just like a reminder to, like, not stop fighting. Like, you know, it's like a big fuck you, right? We're not going out quietly kind of thing, right? That's how I take it. That's how I look at it when I see that shit. Like, it's like a fighting spirit. Like, we're going to start defacing all, like, because they've been defacing American statues all fucking past couple years and shit. It's almost like payback. Like, you know what? Like, fuck your statue. Like, I'm going to blow your shit up and be destroyed. Like, they got other statues in other places. Like, you know, I think the Washington Monument's one of them. It's the freaking Washington Monument. That's one of them. That's a, it's not, I don't think it's evil in and by itself, but it's being used for evil right now. So it's basically a tool of evil. So yeah, that one needs to be destroyed. And just other structures, you know, that emanate that evil shit, you know, just got to be careful with that. And I guess I was going to be careful with how I phrase that, or else I'll be considered a domestic terrorist for saying it. He threatened to blow up buildings in Washington. I didn't threaten shit. I'm just saying, if someone was, like, that's what you gotta do, you know? Anyways, I'm gonna end this episode here, mainly because I feel like I need to keep these short or else I get sidetracked. But outside of that, yeah, have a good one.